board members had an opportunity to read the revised resolution?
Yeah, this is Mort. I don't think it does it.
I don't think so either.
It, in number one, available to expend it doesn't help because...
Mr. Benjamin?
Yeah.
Did you want to reconvene the meeting before...
As reimbursed at the time expenditures are made, and you still have 2016 as the cap.
Mr. Chairman, are we in meeting now or not?
We are not officially in meeting yet. We...
I think you should convene the meeting.
I think we need to do that.
Right.
Okay. The recessed meeting is now reconvened. And Mr. Downey has comments on the...
Mr. Chairman, could you please establish the presence of a quorum?
Certainly. Will the secretary please call roll to determine whether there is a quorum?
Peter Benjamin?
I'm here.
Kathy Hudgens? Neil Albert? Mort Downey?
Here.
Elizabeth Hewlett?
Here.
Chris Zimmerman?
Here.
Jim Graham?
Here.
Gorton Linton?
Present.
Jeff McKay?
Here.
Marcella Costa? Marcel Solomon?
Here.
Bill Yule? Mr. Brown is present. Here. He is physically present at in the meeting room.
We are impressed. Downey, I tend to agree with you. Would you proceed with your discussion about item one and the resolve?
Item one, there's amounts invoiced to be available to expend it. That's good, but we can't really invoice until expenditures are made under the expenditure-based concept. And under item two, the cap is 300 through FY 2016, which doesn't seem to me to provide for the tail that we've talked about.
Can you suggest modifications first to number two, Mr. Downey?
I think, let me try one idea here, subject to Carol, where it refers to $300 million through FY 2016, something along the lines of through and beyond FY 2016. In effect, leaves the, when you hit the, you're approaching the 300, it becomes open-ended.
Or just say beyond 2016.
Beyond 2016.
Is that acceptable to other members of the board? Does that change? We will amend after we get both changes together. Okay. Seems to be no objection to that change, Mr. Downey. So that would change the word through to beyond. Actually, you... It has
through and beyond, I think is better.
Beyond. Through and beyond. And number one, do you have a suggestion for that?
Number one is fine if we make the other change.
Even if the agreement ends in 2016, I think we might want to be more careful about that. How about just starting with PREA matching funds will be available until expended? Take out the amounts of...
Yeah, that's good.
Any comments from other board members?
Fine with me.
I didn't hear that.
Chris Zimmerman, I said it's fine with me.
Okay.
Mr. Benjamin, did you just say delete, in number one, delete the amounts invoiced for and just say PREA matching funds? I'm sorry, I think I missed your last change.
I'm not hearing any of that.
Yeah, that sounds like council speaking.
Why don't you move over here?
Get close to the telephone.
Sorry. Mr. Benjamin. Can I just get a clarification on your last comment? Did you say under number one, the proviso number one, to delete the language, the amounts invoiced for, and just start CREA matching funds will be available until expended?
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Number two then defines what they are. Number one says they are available beyond the end of the agreement.
Right.
Does that work for you?
I it works for me. I hope I can develop appropriate language with the Commonwealth.
Right. Both of these are subject to discussions with the Commonwealth. All right. Given that, I will move the resolution with two changes. First, in item one, that the words, the amounts invoiced for, be deleted, and that in item two, the through be followed with the words and beyond. And with that motion, is there a second?
Second, Mort Downey.
Okay, Mr. Downey seconds. For this vote, since we're on the telephone, I would ask that the secretary call the roll of principal members first. And each one of you respond with an aye if you vote yes, and no, if you vote no.
Peter Benjamin.
Aye.
Kathy Hudgens. Neil Albert. Mort Downey.
Aye.
Elizabeth Hewlett.
Aye.
Chris Zimmerman.
Aye.
Jim Graham.
Aye.
Mr. Benjamin, would you like to proceed with the alternate members now?
Yes, let's do the alternates who, in this, we have
Gordon Linton,
who can vote, and one alternate from the district.
Okay.
Aye.
Jeff McKay. Marcel Solomon. Michael Brown.
Aye.
Okay, we now have a full vote, I believe.
Is neither Mr. McKay nor Ms. Hudgens on the call?
Apparently not. We have only one vote from Virginia.
I thought I'd heard Mr. McKay answer the quorum call earlier.
He was earlier. Seems to have dropped now.
Okay. But we do have the required number of votes, and we do have one from each jurisdiction. So this resolution, as modified, is passed. That is the full set of board objection. Meeting is adjourned.
Peter? I thought we were to have gotten a report from the manager.
Yeah, okay. Could we get a report from the general manager on
the
next steps?
Yeah.
This is Rich Sorrells. Of course, the next step, we've had very productive discussions leading to this agreement as it currently stands with the Commonwealth this week. We will conclude those discussions based on this resolution. We intend then to sign the agreement, as well as, and the Commonwealth will sign the agreement. We will send that to the FTA. We hope to get all that done today so that the FTA would be in a position to issue us the required pre-award approval. That would lead us to then being able to issue the notice to proceed tomorrow.
Question, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Mr. Sorrells, just so I understand, what you envision now is that you hope that the Virginia will sign off, and then it will immediately go to FTA for their necessary pre-approval?
They'll go to the FTA so that then they can look at this and then issue a pre-award authority to us.
And just so I understand the timing, there is the deadline that's driving this, as I understand, is the timing to close on the contract for the rail cars with Kawasaki?
Correct.
And the deadline for that is when?
It's July 5th, which is a holiday, so we want to get out the notice to proceed tomorrow on Friday.
Okay, so tomorrow you have to be able to issue this. So effectively, are you saying you need sign-off today from Virginia and the pre-award authority from FDA by tomorrow or before close of business?
Yes, to make the notice to proceed for tomorrow, yes.
So if Virginia doesn't sign off on this now, it sounds like you have a problem.
Well, I'm optimistic that they will sign off on it today.
Thank you.
There was somebody else who wished to be heard?
Somebody just join us? No?
There were several people who, there's several signals of people joining, but. Okay, are there any other questions?
From Virginia, okay.
Are there any other questions before we adjourn this meeting? There being no further actions before the board, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Thanks.